Monday night, end of day of the two-way. Officially my wife's part.
When something becomes the bosses, so we said that really it looks like from the Shulchan Aruch, it becomes the bosses if it's there being ashmoshes. And we said a chiddush yesterday, it's like from any possible like this, that if it's being ashmoshes, the whole of being ashmoshes, the moksa item was on there, then it becomes the bosses. That means, let's say being ashmoshes is the shkia time, let's say it's a quarter to eight to quarter to nine. So if the moksa item is on the base from quarter to eight to quarter to nine, that is moksa. If it's there at 10 to 8, 5 to 8, or any time, comes on after it, wasn't there at the beginning of Benesh Moshe, right through, then there's no problem. Hu Adin, we said, if a person puts down a heter, that means, let's say someone's got a moksa item on the table, and he, what do you call it, he puts a heter on the table, as long as it's there sometime during Benesh Moshe, that saves the day. It's a chiddush. We saw a Moshe disagrees, a Moshe says, I say, even part of Bein HaShmosh is already a problem. But generally, many possible take on that it has to be the whole of Bein HaShmosh there to be a problem. And who added to make it lenient, if you put a heter on sometimes in Bein HaShmosh, that will help you. So we said, practically speaking, in the summer, someone davens early, he comes home and he finds that he's got his table's not been set, for example. He's got the candlesticks on the table, which makes the table a bosses. If it's before sunset, he can put something on the table to make it mutter. Even though he's been with a couple of shabbos already, no problem at all. He's allowed to, he's allowed to put a dover heter on the thing to make out his bosses. Okay, today is very interesting, actually. It's a shayla I've been busy with, looked into for a long time, actually. I've never got it actually really clear. And that is the candlestick tray itself. What happens to that? What din has that got? Let's start from the beginning. So we've started from the beginning. We saw right at the beginning when we started these halachas. Let's just find where it starts. That is in Reish Ein Tes Sif Aleph. Let's just get Mr. Ruhr here. Reish Ein Tes Sif Aleph. There the Machaber says that a ner is muksa. Reish Ein Tes Sif Aleph. It says there that a candle is muksa. It's a big question why, actually. Why is a ner muksa? We've been into this a few times, but Lamai says it's muksa. Next is Likabo about Shabbos, Afi Shekova, even if it's gone out, also the Tazel, you can't move it. That means since when Shabbos came in, it was muksa, that candlestick remains muksa the whole of Shabbos. And the question is, why is the candle muksa? Why is the candle muksa? Why has it got a very good use? Why is it like a muksa, the candle? What makes it muksa? What? So why is the flame muksa? What's wrong with the flame? Because you're going to ignore the flame. What's he doing wrong with the flame? So we saw a few tirutzim we gave in this kasha. What? So what? So Ramesh says it's not called a keli. Ramesh says the flame is not called a keli. It's also very hard to understand. Because if you take a stone and yachad it, it also helps. Why should it be worse over here? So the Chaznish says the problem is because you don't normally move it around. It's not made to be moved around, and therefore it's muksa. It's not so simple. Yeah, it's a chiddush. Why it should be a problem? And then we saw someone else says over here. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that it keeps changing. The flame keeps changing. It goes from one onward to another onward. It's never static. The same thing. That was muksa. Lamaisa. The bottom line is a flame is muksa. A candle is muksa. And lamaisa, you can't muksa. That is the bottom line. Therefore, if a person lights candles on his table on Shabbos, now that is mamish an example of where the candlestick which is holding the candle is a bosses. The table itself is a bosses. We'll speak about the candlestick tray in a minute, but let's just talk about first of all the candlestick itself, and then you've got the actual table itself. All that will become a bosses. That means if I want to move the table, there's nothing wrong with sitting at the table, but if I want to move the table to another part of the room, I can't move it. Because the bosses is double, this is a whole thing called moksa. I told you a while ago, to speak to someone in Cove today about this, I said when we came to Manchester many years ago, they just started these weenie bins. And someone suggested, the very interesting idea was, on the Yom Tov, people took their weenie bins out, and people were very hesitant to leave them out in the street. So one particular person, Tabo Chochem actually, he was meyayitz, that if you put a ribbon on the dustbin, if you tie a ribbon on a dustbin, which is got a chashivas, then the dustbin is a bosses to Issa, it's all the rubbish in there, and Etta, the ribbon. And that will allow you, after it's been emptied out, to bring it back into the house, into your driveway. Good Etta? No. Why not? The ribbon is more costly than all your rubbish. Of course. The rubbish is going in the dustbin, you don't care about that. The ribbon's got more value.
You said that's an Etta.
It's not an Etta, my friends. Why is that not an Etta? So I was eating by someone, a very kosher eater here in town, and he said to me he didn't like this eight at all. And I'll tell you why. It's based on what we're learning tonight. In a Reish Ayin Tes, let's see if I can find where it is here. In a Reish Ayin Tes in Gimel, the Machaber says like this. Can you have a candlestick and you hang a loaf of bread on your candlestick? Are you allowed to now move your candlestick? Does it make it a bosses le Issa Veheta? Why not?
Not that.
Not a normal thing. Not normal. Okay, I hear. I said, Mr. Wilson, interesting to hear. You want to hang a jewellery or something hanging on your candlestick in order to be able to move your candlestick afterwards when the candle goes out. Says the Mishnah, it's no good. Since the candle, the candlestick is made for the flame, it always becomes nullified to the flame. The candlestick is made for the flame, it's not made anything else. You can't make it anything else on that bottle to it. The bread can't override the flame. Since the flame is, that's what it's made for, to be on a candlestick, you can't put a bread now on it. It's not made to hold bread. Therefore, as Rob said, on a dustbin, the dustbin is not made for ribbons, to hang ribbons on. And therefore, to use it for this is no good. To use to put a ribbon on your dustbin, no.
The candlestick tray is not made for a sitter.
Hold it. So either, let's talk about the table itself. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. So the chayav, the value we're coming out with over here, that the table, on the candlestick itself, certainly, to hang something on a candlestick won't help you. You put a diamond ring on a candlestick, won't help you. Even if it's worth much, much more than the actual problem, it won't help. Again, we said at the beginning, the problem with the candlestick is the flame. Yeah, you have to nullify the flame itself. The flame is the problem with the moxie. You have to nullify the flame.
That's the reason I put a black band. I can use a black bag.
But no one hangs a black bag on a bin. It's not made for that.
But they deliver the bag with bins, actually.
Yeah. They might hang it just for Kareem. It's not made for that. It's not made for that. I don't think it helps you at all. So the man said, what's going to happen is, you put on a candlestick, it won't help you at all. That's no good. But the table, obviously, the table is made to put all things on. You put cutlery on there, you put sidurim on there, you put everything on there. And then on the table itself, obviously, if you put a heter on there, you make a butter. What about the candlestick tray itself? Now, I must say, this is a fascinating topic, this about the candlestick tray itself, because I'll tell you what it is. There's a Prima Godim, which actually has this topic. Now, I'm going to read you guys Prima Godim and tell me how you understand this Prima Godim. Prima Godim is like this. Yeshli Lodum, I've got to a question. These people who put a tray of silver or similar, kain sussel cotton, like a small little stool, and on that they put the nails. If they put on the tray a dovah choshul, kamachol, like a food, or kadovah, something similar, or kelim chashuvim, or kelim chashuvim shori. Now look how he says that. But loidomi le menoira, it's not similar to the case of menoira, which I told you there, if you put something on it, it's no good. But loidomi le menoira, she ikro le shalheves. Because the main thing there by menoira is for the flame. Now let's carefully these words now. Masha en kain tazer, this tray, le po'omim maniach olov dvor macherim. He puts other things on it, vadain tzorachim. What does he mean, the Prima Godim over here? Does the Prima Godim mean that this tray I use other times for other things? Or I can use it for other things? Or I'm using it now for other things?
Not now, but
sometimes. Oh, so Chaim, very Chaim. The Chaim, the Chaira, the Pashas of Prima Godim means, or the Po'omim, it means not now. He says, I mean, I've got a question. I've got a tray over here, and I want to put a chalet down on it. So is that good enough, the Prima Godim? The Prima Godim says it. It's different to a flame because, the Po'omim, maniach, a lot of Dvorim Achelim. At other times, you put things on there, which the Chaim is like what Chaim is saying, is during the week, let's say, for example, I might use it for other things.
You don't.
He says here on it. Yeah?
You don't.
Oh, now, that will be clear. That, in the Prima Godim's case.
Sometimes you do.
Silver tray,
you don't use it again.
Oh, that's the question. So, in Chaim's case, what he's talking about, that means, let's say I've got a tray, which I've got in my kitchen, and I decide that on Friday night I'm going to use it for my candlesticks, but during the week I might use it for other things. I might serve it for supper, or I might use it for supper, or I might use it sometimes when I haven't got this candlestick, I'll use another one. I might use it for using, for putting things on. L'chol, there's no problem in that case. Must be.
Yeah?
But what would you say if it's designated for candlesticks?
Oh, there's a problem.
Oh, call the shop,
it's
made impossible. It's too either I buy it for a set, either I buy it as part of the set. You can buy it as part of the set, but some you can buy it as part of the set. But let's say I don't, even I designate it only for candlesticks. The Chorah, I would have thought from this Prima Godim, was no right, that's okay. However, the Tzitz Eliezer, he learns this Prima Godim, and he says over here, I'll tell you how he learns, Shani Ne'er Menorah Shofi Etzim Tavar'ah. He says it's different, and Ne'er Menorah is different, because then nature shows it's only made for flames. Masha Enkin Tas, however, what do you call it? Play a tray. I feel it should be yakdim oyster, but they're clad, lahamir or menorah. Even if you use it generally to put the menorah on, I feel if you use the aval, if he adds the mehusa, it's actual uses, yeah, he has suya, le shamish gam, le shamish lech, and one of the other things as well.
I put my heroes on it every show.
Hold on one more minute. So according to the Tzitz Eliezer, you don't have to do, it doesn't make a difference what you do that. The Maisa, without a tray, could be used for other things. I mean, the normal candlestick, it cries out to you, its job is to hold candles. Just that's what his job is. That is his natural. If I put the bread, it's crazy. No one uses a candlestick to put bread on it or hang jewelry on it. That's no good. Mashenkis is a Tzitz Eliezer. A case of where a person got a tray, even though he's designated it for candlestick, but without it's got a use of other things, then if you use it, it's not a problem. Now that's a big chiddush. I must tell you, that's a big chiddush. I wouldn't have thought that's a poshut shat l'pirim woman. That's how he's learned shat l'pirim godim. Actually, he managed to learn what?
You never use it.
I'm saying you never ever use it.
Yeah, it's just you could use it.
And the fact that you could use it is a roast chiddush. What you say? So that is a big chiddush. I must say this machlokas is one that goes through the achronim. I can see. The moshna, I wrote down a few marmakomas over here. Let's just see over here. I wrote down over Tzitz Eliezer. So I've got here, let's take the Urcha Shabbos for example, yeah? The Urcha Shabbos brings a machlokes talk about this point. Have you got a chedek base at Urcha Shabbos? It's not the worst. I'm trying to remember it next time. Shame, I forgot. I've got a Nachas Yisrael over here. It's also a very good thing. What do you call it? Urcha Shabbos. The Nachas Yisrael in... Perik Yud Beis, top page, Tov Chavov. He brings over here, Mamish, the same thing. He brings over this Ayla. Elin HaMagush, Shemanichim Boy Hanech Shabbos. With regards to this tray where you put Nehru Shabbos on, Kosta Prima Godim. So he writes, Prima Godim says that since sometimes you put things on it, it's okay. It's not really clear, but then he brings the Maisa, I saw Rebecca was to Tully's Muxa, he brings here Chubas from Moshe about, a tree. Let's just see if we can find where it is, and writes up Maramokum, until Tully's Shabbos. He always brings his Shaila, actually, Rabot not asked for Moshe Feinstein's Shaila. What he says about a tree that's used just for candles. What's the halacha? Just see if we can find the size, nice to see inside. Here, Tas Zol She Nichol Hamenoyer. Rav Moshe Feinstein, sure. Someone here, this Rabbanan asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, Tas Zol She Nichol Hamenoyer, but Chika Lech. I'm in Mutzvah Tiltzel. Can you move it? Hatas Oster Betiltzel. Says Rav Moshe. Yeah, I know. It's Lab Daka. I thought it was a Menorah and Shabbos. The same thing. You put the candles on it. Hatas Oster Betiltzel. The thing is also to move because it's designated for the menorah. Hispani Moron, the Ladomina Shulchan. It's not similar to a table. Because a Shulchan, you put all things on it. Mashenk Tazem, you could wrap the menorah. This Taz is only designated for the menorah. But if you start with Tazem, so do I care. Even if you do use this Taz for something else, have a labor calls there, Muksa, give me that there, could have a Mukhar Reis. This is normal to be designated for the Neiris. MK, the Taz, unless he says it's a big Taz. I'm not sure what he means by that exactly. Unless it's a big tree, you can use other things as well. I don't know. So the Maaser of Moshe holds the problem, this tas, which is designated as a problem. If you look at the other one, the Bishop of Shlomo Zalman over here, that's the same kasha. He says, sometimes you put a siddur or bichas amozon, a kosher keser, what's the din about this tray? What can you do? Mistaba le doidomi le pomet. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, it's not doidomi to a canis like this. The kimish of a dea klar, regina mishabat al nechal of dobe, choshuv, rachin mutter. So he learns this case is mutter. So I'm saying it's an interesting way in the poskim how it's going. Some poskim are taking on that lemaisa. But you could use this tray for other things, and really that's already mutter. And you do put a siddur on it. You're using for a siddur. That's already enough. And others are saying no, that's no good. But it's miyuchot for the candles. You can't use it. The lemaisa of Rabban is actually interesting how he writes. He, let's see if we can find where he was. Zachar v'shomer. He writes very interesting how he writes it. Look, it's interesting how he writes it. Mamish writes it interesting, Rav Falk. A watch which is put on a tree with certain kinds of things. This he says over here, he brings this halacha of the candlestick itself, the hangstick on the candlestick. That's no good. You can't make it always possible. Then he says like that. This halacha is of particular significance concerning the move of a tray on which candles have been placed. If the tray is obviously a set with the candlesticks, interesting to follow this actually says, if the candlestick tray is a set, or something set, yeah, if the tray is obviously a set with the candlesticks, the presence of the watch will not prevent the tray from becoming apostles. That's similar to the candlestick with the bread. Yeah, since the tray is naturally absorbed into the candlesticks, it's not typical of the tray to have a watch in it, it doesn't help. But, if it's just an ordinary tray, which could be used for anything, you can use the tray for anything at all, and it's having been used for the candlesticks, the watch will have the effect of giving the tray a state deposit.
It's better. You don't use
anything. What?
You don't use anything.
Yeah, it looks like you know you're not using it. It looks like you don't use it.
If it's made for the set, you won't use it for something else. Huh?
What?
If it's made of a set.
It's part of the set, that's much worse, I'd say.
It's
not true. I've got a tray which is beautiful for the candlesticks. It's a nice tray. I don't know if I'd use for anything else. I don't think I would. It's like a glass tray, it's a glass thing with a bar going all the way around the side.
It's okay.
Why not?
I don't know what.
If you've got simple per day, shops per day, you need trays, why do you use the trays? If it was not on the counter, you wouldn't use that tray.
Silver tray? Serve?
Put.
You have to know. They said, if it's part of the set, I mean, sometimes they sell the tray with a canister, yeah? So he said, the only thing is like what he said. He times, if he sells it part of the set, then it doesn't help at all.
If I'm not part of the set, I do put a siddur on every week. Is that not?
No, but that's what it's like. It's like putting a challah on your candlestick. It won't help at all.
I
don't think it makes any difference that.
Because it's
made it.
The
Yeruzan
is not
meant to be on a tray. Yeruzan is meant to be on a tray.
The tray is so big, candles don't take this.
You put anything on it. You can put anything on it. I'm not sure. I don't know. I mean, actually, we saw Rav Moshe says if it's a big tray, stubborn, so you can put anything on it, yeah? Rav Moshe says if it's a big tray, you can put anything on it.
Then it's okay.
Rav Moshe says if it's a big tray. Yeah, what? If it's Rav Moshe, look, Rav Moshe's shiva was like this. I'll read that Rav Moshe's shiva again. Rav Moshe's shiva was. If it's a big tray, the shayach boy tashmish and achayim loy havelay muksa. I don't know if it makes a difference with the when
what? Even if it's
milk
for that.
Yeah. Let me go. So finally, what would come out with like this, Rabbi said, if it's a tray that you use anyway for other things during the week, then it's posh, it's mutter. If the tray you use mummies during the week for other things, there's no shayach. You put a siddur on it,
there's no shayach.
No, you have to put something on it. It has to be a hetter on it. If the maisa, it's a normal tray which is designated for it, that's worse. And some say even that's all right. Okay. All right.
Tomorrow.